And may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For CTKers, sort of a explanation. yesterday when I preached, I knew I was going to have a short amount of time, but I didn't have a clue I'd be 20 after before I got started. So there's a couple of things I wanted to say, and we'll say again. This is by no means the last time we'll speak from these passages of Scripture. But I'll say this again, particularly in a couple of weeks. This Sunday, I'll be here, but Father Mark's going to be preaching. And there's just some things God wants us to get. You know, the strongest law on the earth is natural law. There's only one law that supersedes natural law, and that's the law of faith. Because faith has the ability to pull down the reality of heaven that overrules and overcomes the natural law on the earth. Problem with natural law on the earth is that it's infected by sin. And so this passage, one of the things it says, and I thought about, when I tell people about eternal life and explain what eternal life is all about, one of the things I always say to them, eternal life isn't about living forever, because everybody lives forever. If you go to hell, you live forever in hell. So eternal life is more than just living forever. It's living forever with a quality of life that's life and life more abundant. And the other thing is this. Scripture says the just shall live by faith. But the truth is, every human being lives by faith. Every human being lives by faith. And it says this about Jesus again. He who comes from above. And this isn't talking about because he came out of heaven, because Jesus lived, though, from heaven as one who was the Son of Man, Spirit-filled. So he's talking about his perspective, the way he approached life. He who is from above is above all. And he who is not of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. But he who comes from heaven is above all, and what he has seen and heard, this he bears witness. And so we know that the Scripture says, in union with Christ, you and I have been seated in the heavenly places with him. And so Jesus, even though he said he was on the earth, he said that in John chapter 8, he said it again in John chapter 17, he says, but he wasn't of the earth. And so as the Son of Man, he lived in two realms. His feet were squarely on the earth, but his head and heart were squarely in heaven. And we're called to live the same way. We live in two realms of reality. We're squarely on the earth. But in John 17, Jesus said, Father, just like I'm on the earth, but not of the earth, they're on the earth, but they're not of the earth either. And so Jesus lived his life as a man by faith, and by faith, he came at everything from an above point of view, from heaven's perspective. And he, as I said yesterday, Jesus refused to believe or to speak earth's report about anything or about anyone. What he did was confessed heaven's report while on the earth. And the result of that, he released the Holy Spirit into every situation and every person who created heaven's reality in that person, that situation, which superseded the kingdom, overcame the kingdom of this fallen world. Amen? Amen? But listen to this. I referenced it yesterday for those of you who were CTKers. And let me just read it to you again to help you understand what I mean by everybody lives by faith. Verse 13 of James chapter 3. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and lie against the truth. In other words, don't live in denial. This wisdom is not that which comes from above, but is earthly and fleshly and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is pure, first, and then peaceable and gentle and reasonable or flexible or surrendered. full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of that is righteousness manifested. Now he says here very clearly, there are only two kinds of wisdoms that people operate. If you're operating in the flesh, he called that earthly, fleshly, and demonic. Or you're operating in the wisdom that comes from above, which bears the fruit of righteousness. That passage that was read to you this morning says that Jesus was from above. He was not subject to just what he saw in a fallen world. He was subject and submissive to the reality of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. He who is from above is above all. But he who is of the earth speaks of the things of the earth, but he who is from heaven is above all. You see, we believe in our heart, as I said yesterday, and we confess with our mouth. That's faith. But you can reverse that and understand that what you confess with your mouth is absolute evidence of what you believe in your heart. And so if you're speaking and your conversation is anxiety, then that's earth's report. You have faith in your thoughts that are earth's report. And it's not just your thoughts. It's not just fleshly. It's demonic. And it releases the demonic into the atmosphere. If you speak lust or greed or insecurity or fear or resentment or anger, criticalness or gossip, you're believing, you have faith in those thoughts. But those thoughts are coming not from the wisdom that come from above. They're earth's report about a fallen reality. And whenever you do that, you're releasing the demonic without measure. But that verse 34 says, because Jesus spoke the words of God, he who is from above is above all. Because he spoke the reality of heaven, though while his feet were still on earth, it released the Holy Spirit without measure to create on earth heaven's reality. You see, that's how the Trinity works. That's the Trinity of faith. The Father thinks it, the Scripture says, about the world's creation. The Son speaks it. And then the Holy Spirit backs up his act and breathes it into existence. Scripture says that Jesus spoke the world into existence by his word. Jesus is the word, the incarnation. But the Scripture says in Genesis 1 that the Holy Spirit was hovering over the darkness and he brought it to life. But the Trinity operates thought, spoken, creation. Faith works like that. When we get heaven's report, if we receive it, what we believe in our heart, we talk about. We act like it's so. We talk like it's so, even if it isn't so, in order for it to be so, because it already is so. God said it so. And when we do that, we don't wait for it to look so, to be so. It is so because he said it so. Heaven's reality supersedes anything you see in the fall. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the report of heaven. That's what that word rhema means. And so when we, in union with Christ, who is the Word, the high priest of our confession, when we decree and declare, when we speak, when we converse, heaven's report, the Holy Spirit takes that and creates it. You with me? Where earth on earth, he makes it real on earth. That's the way the Christian life works. So for CTKers, I don't know whether to say be of good cheer, or get okay about it, but you're going to hear this a lot more in the weeks ahead. because it so practically determines everything in your life. If you sit down with your wife or with your husband, and you've got the bills around the table, and all you're talking is despair, you've come into agreement with Earth's report, and you're releasing the demonic fear and anxiety and unbelief, right? But he said he promised he'd meet all your needs, and so where you might need to repent or adjust or you didn't honor him, he blesses them. But we get heaven's report. And that's what we speak. That's what we declare. It's not about positive confession. It's about just being in agreement with God. And the result of that, we release the Holy Spirit, not only in the atmosphere where we have peace now instead of fear and anxiety, but also release the Holy Spirit to do supernatural things with the very things we've just talked about and that stuff that's on the table and all that represents. Okay. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.